What's up, the Red Alpha Rush Show? It's Monday, June 8, 2020. Hope everybody have a great start of the week, a great productive week. You know what I'm saying? Remember, anytime you wake up, it's a blessing. So, you know what I'm saying? Put your feet to the ground, head to the sky, and just do what you gotta do. But today's topic is gonna be about supporting black businesses and why is it important for us to, you know, support our own kind. To me, it's important to support our own kind is that, you know what I'm saying, we need to stop supporting a lot of these white businesses, because 80-85% of the time these white businesses don't even want to deal with niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's for a convenience for them and shit. You know, we making the white people, the white man richer just by buying their shit, and they don't even respect our culture. You know what I'm saying? We just come down to the D and we'll just stop buying all these white stuff and going all to these white places and supporting their shit, their restaurants, their clothing lines and shit, and just support our black businesses. They wouldn't have no fucking money because they depend on us and shit. You know what I'm saying? These white people don't, you know, when people say about Drew Brees, people act like they were shocked, man. You shouldn't be shocked what Drew Brees said, because the vast majority of white people, they think like that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they use black people for their own convenience and shit, you know? Behind closed doors, Drew Brees might be a fucking KKK motherfucker, all I fucking know. But fuck that Scarface motherfucker. Let's go back to these black businesses. We need to support our black restaurants, our black clothing line. Let's put more money in our black community. We need to stop supporting all these white people, Gucci and shit, niggas. Them people don't be liking no fucking black people, man. Now people like, it's like a prostitute with a man with money. You know what I'm saying? They might not even be attracted to that, man. But you putting money in somebody's pocket, of course they're gonna act like they like you, man. So we need to support our black businesses more. Cause even like back in the 90s when you had like the Hilfiger situation, you know every rapper was wearing that. You had the Lil's, the Wu-Tang, the Snoops and shit wearing Tommy Hilfiger. And you know, it was a statement. He was like, he don't even like black people wearing this shit. And by him making that statement, you notice that Hilfiger took a big hit just because we took that shit serious. And, you know, we, like, give these white people stop buying this shit, we could really, like, hurt them and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we are the ones that spending the money. These white people, they ain't spending no money to get no Gucci and get these expensive shit. These motherfuckers probably going to Walmart and Target getting these fucking clothes, Old Navy and shit. We the niggas be having $20 in our pocket, having an $800 outfit and shit, man. Because we out here, we buy clothes to impress people that don't give a fuck about us or want to put clothes on the gram or get some likes and make sure chicks think, oh, this nigga got money and shit. Man, look, ain't all about that. To me, clothes do not make a person. The person make the clothes. I don't give a fuck. You got a white t-shirt on with some gym shorts. Nigga, you know how to coordinate that shit. You know how to swag it out. Nigga, you'll get more attention than the nigga that got the most expensive shit from Saks Fifth Avenue and shit. Because material shit ain't shit. And we need to stop thinking about all this expensive shit and stop trying to impress people and buying all these expensive white people clothing line, which don't give a fuck about us, man. You know what I'm saying? You like what you like. I like Ralph Lauren Polo. I do. But I'm not going to spend no $400-$500 on no shirt. I'm going to catch that bitch on sale. You know what I'm saying? It's about, all about life is about, it's about a budget and shit. You got to budget your money and shit in life. So, you know, I'm just saying, we just gotta support more of our black businesses and shit. And then we know what I'm saying, we'll stop supporting a white man and shit. We'll hurt their fucking pockets, man. We will hurt their fucking pockets. So that's all I gotta say on that subject. Y'all be cool. One. Yo, what's up, the Red Alpha Rush Show? It's Monday, June 8, 2020. Hope everybody have a great start of the week, a great productive week. You know what I'm saying? Remember, anytime you wake up is a blessing. So, you know what I'm saying? Put your feet to the ground, head to the sky, and just do what you gotta do. But today's topic is gonna be about supporting black businesses and why is it important for us to, you know, support our own kind. To me, it's important to support our own kind is that, you know what I'm saying, we need to stop supporting a lot of these white businesses, because 80-85% of the time these white businesses don't even want to deal with niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's for a convenience for them and shit. You know, we making the white people, the white man richer just by buying their shit, and they don't even respect our culture. You know what I'm saying? We just come down to the D and we'll just stop buying all these white stuff and going all to these white places and supporting their shit, their restaurants, their clothing lines and shit, and just support our black businesses. They wouldn't have no fucking money because they depend on us and shit. You know what I'm saying? These white people don't, you know, when people say about Drew Brees, people act like they were shocked, man. You shouldn't be shocked what Drew Brees said, because the vast majority of white people, they think like that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they use black people for their own convenience and shit. You know? Behind closed doors, Drew Brees might be a fucking KKK motherfucker, all I fucking know. But fuck that Scarface motherfucker. Let's go back to these black businesses. We need to support our black restaurants, our black clothing line. Let's put more money in our black community. We need to stop supporting all these white people, Gucci and shit, niggas. Them people don't be liking no fucking black people, man. Them people like, it's like a prostitute with a man with money. You know what I'm saying? They might not even be attracted to that man. But you putting money in somebody's pocket, of course they're gonna act like they like you, man. So we need to support our black businesses more. Because even like back in the 90s when you had like the Hilfiger situation, you know, every rapper was wearing that. You had the Lil's, the Wu-Tang, the Snoops and shit wearing Tommy Hilfiger. And, you know, it was a statement. He was like, you don't even like black people wearing this shit. And by him making that statement, you notice that Hilfiger took a big hit just because we took that shit serious. And, you know, we, like, give these white people, stop buying this shit, we could really, like, hurt them and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we are the ones that's spending the money. These white people, they ain't spending no money to get no Gucci and get these expensive shit. These motherfuckers probably going to Walmart and Target getting these fucking clothes, Old Navy and shit. We the niggas be having $20 in our pocket, having an $800 outfit and shit, man. Because we out here, we buy clothes to impress people that don't give a fuck about us or want to put clothes on the gram or get some likes and make sure chicks think, oh, this nigga got money and shit. Man, look, ain't all about that. To me, clothes do not make a person. The person make the clothes. I don't give a fuck. You got a white t-shirt on with some gym shorts. Nigga, you know how to coordinate that shit. You know how to swag it out. Nigga, you'll get more attention than the nigga that got the most expensive shit from Saks Fifth Avenue and shit. Because material shit ain't shit. And we need to stop thinking about all this expensive shit and stop trying to impress people and buying all these expensive white people clothing line, which don't give a fuck about us, man. You know what I'm saying? You like what you like. I like Ralph Lauren Polo. I do. but I'm not going to spend the $400-$500 on no shirt. I'm going to catch that bitch on sale. You know what I'm saying? It's about, all about life is about, it's about a budget and shit. You got to budget your money and shit and like, so, you know, I'm just saying, we just got to support more of our black businesses and shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, we'll stop supporting a white man and shit. We'll hurt their fucking pockets, man. We will hurt their fucking pockets. So, that's all I got to say on that subject. Y'all be cool. One.